League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Does not look like
Kev, you keep doing this, Kev.
Thank you.
I'm backing up behind you.
If you don't like this, you're anti-black. So to hear, say whatever you got to say.
Kev, you can say that all you want to. Here's the thing. You hate HBCUs. Don't you swing your hair at me. I need to get you this popcorn because I want to get it to you before it goes stiff.
Oh, I need the popcorn. I need the shirt from CB.
Well, CB hasn't brought the shirt yet. I'll hit him and see if he can bring it today, but you need to get this popcorn. It's gonna go stale, and you want to get these flavors before they go stale.
When does it go stale?
Usually like a week and a half. I mean, it's popcorn. It don't last forever after it's been popped.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you need to get this, man, because it's pretty good. And if you ain't gonna eat it, I'm gonna start eating it, and then.
No, I want it. I want it.
Okay, well, you know, so we gotta figure something out.
All right.
Has your language changed, Cass?
What's up?
Has your lingo changed since you got the? You been
nah, like, man, I'm just feeling myself. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
You feel, brother?
I'm feeling myself.
What's the next style?
I'm going to get what Tahir has right now.
Yes. Yes.
I put the limit thing on my phone for Instagram and a couple other things, man.
The limit? The screen time limit?
Yeah, you can limit it yourself for how much time you spend on a day.
Yeah.
How long did you put?
Hour and a half for the day.
Per or total?
Total for the day.
Woo!
Got to scale it back, man.
Because when you do social media, because I know on mine, certain things count on social media that I didn't know. I don't know if it's text or something counts as like,
bro, text counts and social media. I looked at my text. My text message was 18 hours per week. That's how much I'm on my
phone.
Yes, the setting up Zooms, trying to get people to confirm, trying to get Tony and Josh to confirm an album that we're going to listen to, sending Pat stuff, sending Brennan stuff, booking people for wordness, all of that, man. 18 hours.
Yeah.
Per week?
It said this week. I mean, last week it was 18 hours, yeah.
I mean, I guess that's your job, though. So, you know, that's essentially you sitting at your work computer.
Yeah. Kev, I need to get in contact with Spice. I know I can hit him up through whatchamacallit. What's up, Meg? Say something. I don't know if
you can hear me. Can you hear me? Test, 1-2.
Gotcha. We got you now. I need to get Spice. I haven't got Spice on the show. I want to get him on the show Wednesday. Spice, Dion, Lack. I would love to have you and maybe Jackie Fabulous.
Okay, I'll come on. Thanks.
Wednesday.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay, cool. I'll come on. Thanks, Tahir.
Yeah, I'll get you on Thursday.
I'm sitting right here like, all right, cool.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I can get you Thursday, Meg, Keenan, and Nick.
Let me just check with Melissa Tahir.
Okay.
Oh, I was joking. Oh, for real? Let me check my schedule. Hold on. You for real? Do you really...
Yeah, if you want to come back, I'll definitely pull you back on that.
Yes, I'll be looking haggard because, you know, it's late and I'm trying to go to bed early these days and be like Kevin.
Don't be like me, Meg. Stay up as long as you can.
What time you go to bed now, Kevin? I feel like you're dancing on the edge. You're living life and you're going to bed at 10:30 now.
That's living life on the edge?
For him, yes.
Last night, I fell asleep on the couch.
At 9:30 or 10:30?
Probably before that.
Wow.
Man.
The kid can go to sleep till 5 o'clock this morning.
What? She's playing games?
Huh?
She's playing games?
I don't know what she's doing, man. She every time she stay up later and later, the dog gets taken out later and later in the morning. I keep telling her he gonna shit on the floor and she think it's a game. But thus far he hasn't. And that's part of her agreement for her allowance. It's like her doing the stuff without us telling her, washing dishes, taking the dog out. Today was the first day she slipped on the dog. It's like, hey, now, cutting it to your own money.
Out of how many years, how many months?
I'm good for you said Wednesday or Thursday to hear?
Wednesday for you.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
For all the talented people, for the non-talented, we go on Thursday.
That's not what it is.
Meg doesn't think I'm funny, so Meg, don't even start that.
You are funny. Look at this wig you got on.
Don't try and act like it now. You already said it wasn't funny.
Hey, you're not funny.
I'll never forget. I got a target of you right here. I throw darts at it every night before I go to bed.
Oh, Kev, you are funny.
Don't lie to me, man.
I mean, I don't laugh at you, but you're funny. See? Look, this is a funny wig.
It's not a wig. This is a unit. Please respect
it. Do you put it on a mannequin head at night?
No, we don't have no mannequin heads.
You just put a bonnet? You put your hair up in a bonnet at night?
Nah, I take it off at night.
What? Yeah, and you just lay it down? You pay how much for a unit and you just lay it on the dresser?
Yeah. Right. You gotta pay. You gotta do the full experience, Kev. You can't.
I'm getting a mannequin. I'm with you, Keenan. I'm getting a mannequin.
Yes, it's easy. Go on Amazon. They got a bunch of styrofoam ones, or you go to the local beauty supply store, and they have them. I cannot believe, Kev, you just treating your unit any old kind of way.
You know, I hang it up in the bathroom. Melissa has a little thing I just put on there. It's just not a mannequin head.
You just hook it on and just hang.
She
won't let you use a mannequin head. She ain't got an extra one.
Nah, she got rid of him when we moved here.
That's
bougie people talk. That's ripping. Right. She don't want the mannequin head no more. She gonna hire somebody to be there 24 hours a day and just hang it on their head. That's different.
And do you use, like, is there glue or anything involved, or you just?
No, I'm getting installed for real today.
Shut up, Kevin.
I that's who I was texting. I was texting Lena. You know, B. Lou, girlfriend.
She's gonna, like, come adjust it to your head?
No, she's gonna put it in for real today.
Like, you gluing it in?
Put it in, but you don't have hair.
You gluing it to your scalp?
Here? You glue it to your scalp, baby boy. Come on, man. You need to learn about the
hair. Your head be sweating so much, it's gonna smell like all type of funk and disease under there.
All day. That's why I didn't want to
get it. And disease?
I need to be able to take it on and off. I'm not gonna be sleeping in it, nothing like that.
I know, but if you get it installed for real, you're not supposed to take it off.
No, she has a quick on and off for me.
Like, what is it? It's like a like wave a band.
Oh. Yeah, like a little glue band and stuff. I'm gonna have the whole setup.
You really not gonna have no edges after this?
I don't need edges. I'm bald.
Oh, I thought you was trying to keep
that's
some
the whole
of them.
Reason I. That's the whole reason I went bald. It's because my hairline was in a prevent defense.
Are you gonna get other ones like a fade?
Yes, I'm getting what Tahir has. Next, I was texting with the barber. I'm getting to hears. The sky's the limit for me. I'm gonna get whatever I feel like having, whenever I feel like having it. Where's Patrick?
I don't know. I text him.
Kev, you should actually go low first and then high, so they know it's like, oh, okay, like, man,
it's natural.
I don't need natural. I don't care about natural. Anybody who follows me knows I was just bald. I'm just getting all the stuff. I never had waves. After I get the Tahir, then I'm gonna get waves. Then I'm gonna get cornrows straight back and look like a Tyler Perry movie. Oh, the rest of this year, if I can't go on tour, the least I can do is this.
This way.
Gosh, Kev, you really are. I'm proud of you.
Who was that dude I used to? I think he was on Ricky Smiley's talk show, or whatever. Forgot his name. I mean, he used to have dreads. I think he's bald now, but he used to have dreads. That's who you remind
me. Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can't think of who you're talking about.
I know. What's his name?
I forgot his name. He kind of streams the show along pretty much. He's kind of like the voice behind Ricky a little bit.
But... Oh, Head Crack.
Yeah, I think it's Head Crack. Yeah,
Head Crack.
Really? That was somebody's name? Headcrack?
When I first saw...
You got my new puppy.
Oh, yeah. I saw that you got a new puppy.
Look at that baby.
Hi. Say hello, everybody. She's a bully.
Is she?
We shall call her Black Vixen.
Pit bulls.
You gonna call
her? No, she's not a pit. She's in the. I mean, she's like a cousin of the pit. She's an American bully. It's a new breed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you said she was a bully in the house. Like she was always bullying.
No, she's an American bully.
He looks exhausted. That lets me know that anybody that lives with you is fed up. That dog.
Shut up to hear.
Exhausted.
Where's the ugly dog?
She's not ugly. She is a Boston Terrier.
Bring the other dog in here so people can know.
She's old. She be asleep during the day.
She's ugly, but it's a cute ugly.
This is not ugly. That's like you. Your hair is cute ugly. Don't say that about my dog.
Meg, it's fine for a dog. It's not representative of you as a person.
It is.
Like she had the personal dog.
Like if she ugly, the dog ugly.
Look, and she's a Delta. She got a triangle on
her. She didn't cross the Burning Sands.
She had a branded on her.
That is almost a perfect triangle.
It is. Isn't that great? Like, I really have a Delta dog.
Nah, your dog's in Illuminati. It's in the Woofmanati.
How long did it take you, Meg, to get that? Because that's a long process to get dogs, man.
No, wait, bullies? Yeah, well, we got her from a breeder.
Okay, yeah.
You're not supposed to do that, Meg.
Yes, you are. If they have,
you're supposed to go for adoption. You ain't finna breed puppies.
Well, the puppy was already born when we found her. We didn't. I don't know. We wasn't.
I feel like she panicked. She was like,
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Look, this is my first puppy. I don't know about dogs. Okay, nothing. Right. And I have a human puppy. I got to take care of. It's hard.
Talk about that.
Well, I have a human puppy.
He is. Toddlers are human puppies, y'all. Oh, they take a lot of work.
They don't even fetch, though.
Say what?
Kids don't even fetch.
They don't what?
Fetch.
Yes, they do.
Nah, Mav can't bring nothing back to you right now.
He does. I'd be like, hey, go get that.
Give me the remote. He'd be like, huh? Huh? I baby.
No, he knows.
I baby.
He knows. He's smart. He counts as, honey, my baby is smart, okay?
Are you going to teach him to speak Korean?
My mom is, and then his grandmother speaks French Creole, so she'd be in. It's Creole Saturdays. He don't hear no English except for me on Saturday.
Creole Saturdays sound like a club flyer. You don't speak full Korean, do you, Meg?
I read and write it. I don't really speak it. It's weird.
Let me tell you who I'm jealous of. God is dope. They have made so much money on one amazing design.
Mm-hmm.
I have not found that design. All they do is like switch the colors and come up with dope marketing. They do have new designs, but that God is Dope Meg has, that thing will sell until the end of time. Yeah. Yeah.
You can do God is Hope.
I'd be like, man, y'all really be killing it with one design. They're just great marketers. It's such a good design that you don't have to do nothing else but switch up the color scheme and market it.
Yeah.
And I'm so mad.
That's true, though.
Yeah, it's perfect.
They can switch up the marketing scheme to, like, pair up with Jordans that are coming out, or Kobe's that are coming out, LeBron's that are coming out.
Yeah.
Like, bro, this is perfect.
They came out with Photoshop
the shoes in there. That's a win.
Yeah, it's great. They had a God is Dope Airbnb in Atlanta.
Word?
But like everything, the sheets, the drapes, the pillowcases was all God is Dope. Yeah.
The dude just bought like 45 acres to build a warehouse or something. I just saw that today.
Did he really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, snap. Bro, in a pandemic, you buying 45 acres?
I'm finna switch up my I need to go ahead and get old boy's number from me because I'm leaving Teespring, bro. Like they are. They take it too long to ship people their stuff.
Waiting for my little toddler tea from my son that I ordered.
Hey, you gotta hit them up directly because every time I hit them up and I ask for the order number, I send it.
I'm hitting you up because you're a black owned business. Where's my toddler shirt?
Nobody trying to hear about Teespring. It's your fault.
It's your fault to hear.
I know.
And it sucks when it's your fault and there's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing. Literally, I can do exactly what they can do, but they get better results.
My son out here walking around naked because he ain't got no shirt.
That just means you're a bad mom. That has nothing to do with me. You're a bad mom. You're ill-equipped.
What happened to your boy, Tahir, that you introduced me to?
Well, you know, when everything closed down, I wasn't able to go get shirts because the place that I bought the shirts from was closed down and the printing place was closed down. But Chase, my boy Chase has a printing company, and I'm probably just go through him, just do drop shipments. And I end up just having to ship them out myself. I might just hire an assistant and just ship everything once a week. So every week something to go out. I just do it like that because I can't keep dealing with Teespring, dude. And they're taking a nice little amount from me as well. Let me hit Pat one more time. Otherwise, we're gonna rock with somebody else. I want y'all to stop
calling me a diva and know that it's Patrick.
It's both of y'all, but I hear you.
I do never be late.
Patrick, no, you are very rarely late. I will say that.
Meg, I'm always the first person. Keenan barely beat me in because I got a new computer. That's why the Zoom didn't download.
You guys don't beat me though, Dev. I'm one of the most punctual people out there.
Yeah, that I believe.
Meg, before her baby, Meg was never late.
Never.
She was late in LA. She was like, I got the baby. I was like, your baby's in Atlanta. She was like, so I still got it.
I did say that. I was like, I don't care. Y'all, I was not ready for motherhood, okay? Nobody, I don't think anybody is, but I'm
ready. Nobody's ready for motherhood. That's the thing. People, not. That's why I don't get when people be feeling entitled. You do realize, like, if your parents weren't married when they had you, you were an accident. Everybody's a mistake out here. Nobody was planned. Unless your parents were married beforehand, and even sometimes then. He was like, yeah, man, I thought I could plan it out perfectly. And, you know. If your daddy's working two jobs, you were a mistake. I'm gonna tell you that right off the bat.
Snap.
So I'm finna shoot Josh Guns the link right now, and Josh is finna come on with us.
Did Pat just not respond?
He didn't respond.
We're supposed to be Block Brothers.
I don't know, man. Pat be having a lot going on, man. So I just, you know, when he show up, I'll be excited and happy that he's here.
Are y'all about to break up? Y'all got internal beef?
No, nothing like that.
Is there anything going on with y'all podcast?
No, everything is fine.
Okay, I mean, if you're tired of your co-host being late, not pulling up in the videos, come to Kev on Stage Studios. We'd be on time.
You busy as hell, but no.
We got our own office. We be on time. We got snacks, waters. I got a bottle of Tolomar Dew. You want to sign over here? You know what I'm saying? We're looking for new talent.
You can't lure me with alcohol. Who do you think I am? What kind of slut?
I got some vinyls. I got an old school.
Nah, I will slut it out for that.
Slut it out?
That vinyl and that old school, I slut it out. Well, I'll tell you what. The alcohol, I got my own alcohol.
Exclusive deal.
So how about I made the promo for one of the companies, the ads, and I say a bullet point, then I pause, and I say the next part so I can just cut it, and it's easier to do it that way for me. I left one of the damn pauses in again. Everybody has been sending it to me like, to hear what happened? I'm like...
Oh, on the podcast?
I had a stroke.
Did you edit? You're like, quick edit on YouTube.
I did. I edited it on YouTube, so hopefully it's gone now. But it takes like a couple hours for it to like render and everything. I was like, damn it.
Is there a timestamp in there?
It should have been around 12 minutes and like 24 seconds. Hopefully it's gone now. Oh, no. Actually... It's not that one. It would have been at the second timestamp, which was like 39 or something like that. 39 or something. It's on the second ad. I can tell you exactly where it was. 29. Nope.
My hair.
Damn it. Where is it at? I don't know. It's on the second ad.
Oh, here it is. I got it. Somebody put it in there.
In part by Hawthorne. Now, I know some of you guys have
heard me. You already got that.
Good.
Woo! You got to show me how to edit in the app. I've only been able to trim. I never was able to edit in the app.
Well, that's what it is. It's basically split, and then I cut out the part that I want to.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. won't catch me flipping.
I would have loved to have seen you just staring at the camera.
No, man. I was just looking at, I was reading it, reading the computer too, like, ugh.
You don't watch through to make sure everything's good?
Yeah, because it was like literally right at the beginning. So I watched the beginning. All right, cool. Did that part right. Scroll. All right, did that part. Boom. I make sure that the links are there and everything. And I was just like,
you're messing up, man. You're just one person, bro.
It's a lot, man. Doing the ads after we filmed this, finding all the graphics, editing everything, all for $200 a month. $200 is an all deaf t-shirts.
Wait, I want a t-shirt. I'll do it for you.
Alright, well, since it's Josh, Josh should be coming on soon. I don't know what's going on.
I've been eating anything all day.
You say what?
I'm gonna grab a snack since we ain't starting yet. I haven't eaten anything all day.
Nah, man, we about to go.
Okay.
Hey, yo, Ken, let me ask you something, man. How are the kids taking to the unit?
The kids, the first day I came downstairs with it, they were just like, why do you always have to do something? Why
can't you just... Yo, the fact that your kids are sick of you.
Why can't you just not have to do
something? Why can't you just be a regular dad? Why do you always, you feel like an older brother. Why?
Isaiah was laughing. He was cracking up. Joe was just like. He was just not understanding why you, everybody else's dad, they just don't do things.
Here's the thing. This right here is the very reason that your kids are going to need therapy. This.
Yeah. Oh, show, Kev. Also,
this is also going to pay for their therapy, so they should be great.
Hey, that part right there. So. Mm-hmm.
Fair. I'm getting a snack to hear. You can't stop me.
I don't know. I just got off the meeting with the phone with Pat at like, we started one at 12.
I don't know what else to say. He be having a lot going on. I literally have nothing. I have nothing. So, I text him, we all here, and yeah, I don't know. But Josh should be here in a minute. If not, then guess what?
We going.
We're going to do it with folks. What is that? What was
Shut
that?
Up.
I don't.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Nobody does. Man, if I asked, what was that? What dance?
You didn't
was
even hear my phone? Joke. I called you Too Thick Shakur, and you didn't even...
Plant. I didn't hear it either. I'm sorry.
I didn't hear that one at all. That's actually kind of funny. I'm glad it didn't.
I'm going to run it back. I'm running it back later. Don't worry.
As soon as you're setting up for it, I'm going to mute you.
No, you're not going to know when it comes.
Yeah, man, you're kind of predictable.
No, I was going to say that. I
knew her in the middle of it, like tooth.
Yeah. She's like, shut up, Tia. You over there looking like tooth.
You're not going to know. Trust. You are not gonna know.
That's exactly what it is. What it's gonna look like. Kenan, do you drink?
Occasionally.
Have you been drinking more since the quarantine?
No, man. Like I actually been drinking. I get the same amount. Like I'm a water guy, man. I don't know why.
You one of those weirdos.
I mean, whatever. You said, hey, I'm on my gallon. Hey, I'm behind today.
Water in my little Africa cup. Yeah, this is. I'm a water and tea guy, man. I don't drink coffee or nothing like that.
Really? Tea?
I can't do coffee, man. It just puts me in a bathroom, no matter if I put food in my stomach or not. I can't stop it.
I feel you. I've been trying to drink water, but then the alcohol will be like, but we're delicious. I'd be like, yes, you are.
What do you sit here? Do you have the special cubes, dude?
I do. I do have those too.
See, that's my brother. He's like, he has a whole cabinet from like countries. different countries. So if you ever in Kentucky, I gotta like hook you up with my bro. He just got a cabinet of this alcohol. He'll be like, this is right here, it's from China. Try a little bit of this right here.
Oh, wow. Yeah, now I have a reason to go to Kentucky, because there is no reason to ever go to Kentucky.
Hey, don't be talking about my state like that.
That's exactly what I'm doing, Meg. You know that. That's why you only go back once every 6 years.
It doesn't matter. It's my state.
I like Kentucky.
Go back to Kentucky just to throw the census off. That's it. Kentucky. They're like, oh, snap, black people are still here. And then they were like, I guess we keep this Popeyes open.
Wait, what part of Kentucky, Keenan?
He's in Lexington. He's a professor at UK.
Shut up. That's my alma mater.
Yeah, he's a professor over there.
Wait, when did he start teaching there?
2-3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago.
Oh, snap. Wait, I hosted the step show there last year. Did he come through?
I'm not sure. He's a Kappa, so I mean, he might have.
Oh, my gosh. I probably met your brother there, because everybody, at least the staff, there was a lot of staff that were Greek that came.
That's dope.
My brother's still tight in Greek, so he still reps now.
It's a small world. What up, Josh? I see you. Man,
Scoot, how you doing?
Why are you so far away, Josh? Why'd you get closer? Join us.
Meg, leave alone. You just as far as he is.
Shut up! I punch you in
he
your ugly face.
Regular size shoulders, so he looks further away. But he's
shut up.
The same.
That wasn't necessary.
It's not necessary, Josh.
Shut up. To fix your core. I ran it back.
That's gonna get cut out.
Good finding a nice space to cut it out.
It's fine. I'll make Josh come in now. Hey, what's up, Josh? Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, what up, Siri? You good?
Don't fall for that. You're here.
Hey, nice to see you. How you doing?
Good. I see we're godly twins. Hey.
We got Pat. Oh, never mind.
What you eating, Kev? Kev, you eating some Totino's pizza rolls?
Is that an onion pop tart? What kind of murderer are you?
Flavor pop tart.
You got think my great taste are lies?
Ugh, you look. Those are probably fig flavored.
No, nah, they pork rind flavored. For me.
Come on, man.
You don't like the icing?
Naked, baby. That's like my women.
Yeah, it is. Try it.
It's not healthy or naked.
It's the flavor.
All right, well, let's get it going, man. We finally got everybody here. We're gonna get going with this first topic right after this.
Here's the thing. Did you guys know that men's diets are falling behind? Seriously, up to 70% of men don't get enough vitamin E, and up to 97% don't get enough vitamin D. What are y'all taking these protein shakes for then? It may have to do with the fact that a lot of guys overvalue exercise and undervalue nutrition. They think just because I look good, I'm healthy. And that's not the case. That's just not the case, guys. So Ritual is introducing Essentials for Men, the obsessively researched multivitamin that's formulated to help fill in nutritional gaps in men's diets. I've been taking the Ritual Essential for Men's multivitamin for a little under a week now. And unlike most multivitamins, it doesn't have that oil fish oil burp associated with it. That's the thing. I can't do that. I can't be in the middle of a conversation. We talk, yeah, and get that right there. Like I just had a plate full of fish. That's one of the main reasons I don't mess with multivitamins. But you don't have to worry about these. This actually has a mint flavor. All the pills have a flavor. You're never going to get that fishy burp. And that's what I love. And that's aside from the obvious. Essentials for Men promotes heart health. It also promotes normal muscle function as well as immune function. Guys, this is a tiny step that has a big impact. Another great thing about Ritual is that all the nutrients are on display. Everything is right here. Okay, these are vegan friendly, non-GMO, sugar-free, gluten-free, and all major allergen-free. These are multivitamins and everything is traceable, because where it's from is just as important as what it's for. Ritual is a subscription-based supplement. And it's easy to start and easy to snooze at any time. And if you break it breaks down to about $1 a day. You got a dollar for your health. Fellas, it's time to step up your nutrient game, okay? You can do this. And you can save 10% on your first 3 months. All you have to do is go to ritual.com/squad. Again, 10% off your first 3 months. It comes delivered to your door, a dollar a day. What you gonna do with a dollar a day anyway? Get you some multivitamins that can change your life. So again, go to ritual.com/squad. That's SQUADD. Ritual.com/squad. SQUADD. And step your nutrient game up.
First topic of the day, we have sleeping barefoot versus sleeping with socks on. Let me just jump out the gate by saying, if you sleep with socks on, you are more than likely a serial killer or related to one.
Or a celery killer.
You say what?
Usually say a celery killer or a celery killer. But this time you got it correct.
Every time you get a new little hairstyle, you start acting different.
That's true.
The extra hump on the lap.
Bro. This is me now, Tahir.
Can you do two pigtails with him, like T-Pain?
I don't like it.
Got one rogue lock. Oh yeah. See what happens? You mess. Okay. You wanted to let
do
it down.
Do two pigtails.
Hey, it's all good, Kev. I'm with you, brother. Don't worry about it.
Nobody else is with you.
Kev, those bandanas.
I gotta go to Target and get me some scrunchies, man. Before I do that.
Just use rubber bands. Don't use a scrunchie.
I guarantee Melissa has not let him sleep in the same bed with hair since he got those.
With her or with hair?
With her.
Hey, Tom, it looks like even though Kev has new hair, so here's the one that's struggling. He says sleep in the bed with hair.
Didn't hit the same with the hair.
Back to you, Tom. It didn't hit the same.
You had to take too long to get to your ears.
This is new edition. This is Bobby Brown. This one don't want to stay in the back. This one snorts cocaine. This one has women in the hotel room. He's got a case. His hotel room is destroyed. These guys, they know what time it is.
That this lock guy, right there is constantly singing, and I know you're getting bored.
This one solo record went platinum. He coming to the front no matter what.
Back to the sleeping with socks on and no socks on. How y'all feel about that?
Well, I will say there's sometimes in the winter that I do put socks on because it doesn't, for some reason, I mean, I feel like women are always colder anyway with our cold feet. And in the winter, sometimes I'll just be like, I need to put some socks on. And I sleep with that. But other than that, I don't ever have socks on.
Yeah, I'm probably with Meg on that. I mean, for me, I always sleep without socks for the most part. But I always tell, like, my lady, you got to sleep with socks on. I can't have frostbite on my legs like that. And she would purposely, I'm her heater. She would use, we have a heated blanket, we have a heater in the house, but she uses me to heat up her feet, and I'm sick of it. So I actually bought her some thick wool socks to sleep in.
Yeah, man, I be running hot normally, even when it is cold. I'm not a big fan of wearing socks to sleep. I just feel like it's constricting. It's not for me. You know?
Yeah, I don't be mad when y'all's women like rub their cold feet on you in the middle of the night.
No, I'm always hot anyway, so it don't matter to me. I'm always running hot.
I act like I'm mad, but I like it.
when it's hot,
I'm like, girl.
The fake jump, and then you lean back into it.
I lean in because she always, you know, I got the belly. The belly ain't over. So right at the cliff. No, you know. There's this little pocket of, like, you know, undergirth, and then the belly hangs over.
I don't think it's called undergirth.
Right here.
Don't you come on.
You see this?
I mean, on most men, that's called a V. On you, it's an O.
So Usher had this, okay? He had the lowercase V. I have the capital U, okay? Still a letter, just a little bit further down the alphabet. So right under here, she tucks in, and then this comes down over it, okay?
And wait, she put her feet right there? Where are you laying at on the bed?
So
this is not real.
She turns around, right? Or in the couch. This is usually we're watching TV on the couch. I'm here.
She goes tucks under her feet in your fat?
Well, it's like a warm blanket. I wouldn't call it fat, but technically, yes. But
you have feet fat.
It's like a toe snuggie.
You go to the doctor, I've been having a little pain right here in my chest, and then another pain right under my feet fat. You go there, you see all toenails.
I'm gonna tell you one thing to hear. This is what I'm realizing. everybody, for the most part, the most people, they look like me, right?
Yeah.
We all want to look like Michael B. Jordan and The Rock. People don't be looking like that. You make fun of me, but at the end of the day, you go get in that shower and you know what it is. You can laugh at me all day and all night. But when you take that shirt off on the way to the shower, you are faced with the truth. And the truth of the matter is, there's more of me than the other people. There's more me than Keon.
There's definitely more of you. I'm not in the Keon bracket, but I'm in the slim fit bracket.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're not slim fit. You're slim fit. It looks like you like beer.
Slim fit.
But listen to here. He's more of like an IPA, local IPA type of guy. Like he's not a national chain. This is Angel Valley. They're right here off the coast of Huntington Beach. You know, I know the guys.
Small Arts District Brewery.
Yeah, listen, you should never refer to yourself as slim thick, Keenan.
That's slim fit. He said slim fit.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, brother, no.
He's like, yeah.
Hey, do you have a six pack, Keenan?
Yes.
You have a six pack?
Okay, well, you can say slim fit then. Yeah. You can just say fit if you got a six pack. Man. Yeah.
So I said, you had a six pack? Okay, so Josh, do you have a six pack?
No.
To here?
No.
A six pack of turkey legs in the kitchen.
That's what I'm saying. This one of four of us is fit in this chat, right?
Why you didn't ask Meg?
Kev, you a smart man. Kev? You don't fall down this tunnel, man. What? You don't fall out. You don't fall off this cliff and play this
ask
game.
Meg? Why would I ask Meg?
Exactly.
Whatever body Meg
why wouldn't
has,
you?
Whatever
is,
body
is,
Meg
is her,
has.
Is her opinion or her answer less than because she's a woman? Is that what you're saying, Kev?
Wow, Kev.
I can't hear you. My locks were in my ears. What did you say?
I said, why didn't you ask Meg if she has a six-pack?
I did. The Zoom must have went off. You didn't hear me, Meg?
No, I didn't hear you. I got a six-pack under this baby fat that's still on there.
Everybody has a six-pack, technically.
No, we don't.
There you go. Boom. Five out of five six-packs in here. Whoop.
The muscles are there. People don't have the definition. People have the abdominal muscles, you know what I'm saying? But we don't be having the definition.
That's true.
And the best part about it is, like, I want people to know, all I'm doing is walking in my truth. You can lie
like
on
that the unit. Earth. That unit ain't truth.
It is truth, Meg. This is protective style. The unit.
You can't protect zero.
You can protect your scalp. It's actually damaging to have a lot of just sun beaming on top of your bald head.
And it's even more damaging to cover your scalp.
It is not damaging, man.
Let it breathe.
You see where the boxes are? That's little breathing holes.
No, they are not. If you know how those are made.
Listen, we all know that Kev is only doing this because he has the means to. If Kev was struggling like us, he wouldn't be doing this foolishness. It's just another testament of him throwing his money in our face. That's all it is, guys.
Listen, Tahir, you are not wrong. LeBron James' hairline disappeared back in Cleveland, okay? But LeBron said, I don't have to be bald. When you're rich, you don't have to live life like you're poor. If I wanted to lose 30 pounds, I don't have to go to the gym. I could call a plastic surgeon. Cut this off for me.
You sound like a true Jeffrey Epstein talking about I don't have to live like everybody else and I'm rich.
Jeffrey Epstein. Whoa. Of all the people in the world, you could have chosen.
That's why you went with it, man.
Of all the people in the world.
All the rich people.
His documentary is trending. I'm sorry.
It's not trending.
All I'm saying is, listen, me and Melissa.
Meg don't like black men, guys. I've been saying this for years. She don't support black men. She's never been to one of her father's sermons. And her father is a deacon?
He's a deacon. He doesn't do preaching. He's a deacon.
Listen, Meg,
he does
Meg
locking
dad,
the church up. That's what he does.
Meg's dad looks, listen, I met Meg's dad, and I'm a big guy. Meg's dad made me feel like a child.
He sons a lot of people.
Huh?
He sons a lot of people.
Yes. Like, is he like 6'5", Meg? 6'4"?
Yeah, he like 6'4", 6'5", 260, 270.
If you did, he don't even have to say he was in the military. When he walks in, you're like, oh, you had.
He was one of them.
He was one of them. Like, he enjoyed the military.
Or jail, one of the two, I don't know. Yeah.
He cast a shadow over me, and I was like, I'm not comfortable talking to you in the
park. And Meg's mom is so tiny.
Oh, it's like, my God. This,
she is the sweetest person
ever. This is an action figure of Meg's mom. This is literally actual size description of Meg. That's how small she is.
I'm going to send this to both of them and teach them how to open this up on YouTube, and they're going to watch
it. I'm not worried about Deacon Thomas. Listen, Deacon Thomas ain't going to try to come get me now.
Deacon Thomas already likes me. He came to two of my shows in Kentucky. He went when I was in I think I was in Radcliffe. I was in a small town.
I don't know how you got there. I was like, man, what?
That was that day, Josh and Tahir, when we got when we was in Canada and we had to run through the airport. Remember that?
God.
We had asthma attacks. I went to Radcliffe, Kentucky. Listen, since that moment, we have actually, we didn't learn our lesson in Canada. It was that. And then the time we were in Spain, I believe.
Yes.
Let me tell you, when they say arrive to international flights 3 hours early, they are not lying, bro.
I'm not saying nothing about it.
Y'all made Tahir run.
It was a sight. I left Tahir. Tahir was literally 50 yards back by the time I got to the gate because I wasn't.
Why do it like that? Y'all was just gonna leave him in an international place.
You talking about in Toronto? Because in Spain, nobody was running. Spain, we all just
talk about Toronto.
Oh no, I made it on my own. I feel like you were the last one to get on the plane. Weren't you and Dope the last ones to get on the plane, Josh?
Nah, man. Nah, I look back and you were using your little suitcase as a skateboard.
That could be true.
I had to get the cart.
It was none of them around.
Because Kenan, listen, when we got there, it's a true story. The TSA, whatever they're called in Canada, their TSA agents were on the train with us. So the doors open, they run out. We're like, yo, why are they running? They run out and get in line at work and then are huffing and puffing and we got to check in. We turned the corner, there was 8 million people in this area. This is before we had global check-in.
We didn't have, don't y'all have global entry?
Man, or global entry. We didn't have that is the reason why we all got global entry, because of that dog. Because
like, we're not going through this in Spain and still went through that in Spain.
Bruh, let me tell you what. In Spain, they was on strike. And the line was 2 hours, Megan.
Just to check the bag.
2 hours long just to check your bag. And then when we got there, wait, no, maybe that was Amsterdam.
No, it was in Spain. It was in Spain because we were leaving Barcelona and that's when we were coming back to the States and that was a strike. So they had people, they didn't have the airline people there that belonged to that airline. They had like, you know, scabs is what they call them, just there. And these people didn't know all the procedures. They didn't know all the layout of the checkout system and all. Bro, it was horrible.
It was the
literally
worst
thing horrible.
Ever. It was Travis literally the worst thing ever.
Were just tapped out. They just tapped out.
I remember we got through that, and then we went through customs, which was another line after we got food and everything. And then once I finally got to the gate, they're like, oh, this is Josh Gonzalez. Yeah, step this way. We got to go give you the secondary.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, they got to give you what?
What was the first two things I just did?
I did that too, though, Josh. They got me. I'm literally about to board the plane. I give them my ticket, and they was like, yeah, you got secondary screen. I'm like, what is secondary
screen?
Wait,
why?
I don't know, man. Before you get on the plane, they pat you down again, go through all your stuff. Like, any
Josh had the camera. That's why. I don't know why for Tahir.
I don't know. I was trying to get I was trying to cash in my receipts to get all my money back. What'd you say, like, man? Something stupid?
They were like, who got this brisket in here? To hear secondary screening. You can't take brisket.
We're only allowed a personal amount of brisket, 6 ounces or less. You have commercial, you got 7 pounds of brisket.
You got your trafficking brisket internationally.
Marco season 4 is just gonna be to hear in the under the underground black market brisket trade.
The officer said
we gonna be to hear speaking fluent. we gon' We gonna see Tahir speaking fluent Spanish negotiate.
So Pat just said he had Wednesday booked for Squadcast at 5 p.m.
That's quarantine.
Patrick is this.
We've texted in the chat about. I've literally quarantine. Done this
every week for like what 4 or 5 months now.
And I put it in the and I put it in the chat this morning. When you hit me up, it was like, yo, what time we shooting? I said 1 p.m. and I shot over all.
I was in the chat. Here, I saw it.
He was in that too. But
I don't know what he'd be doing. He actually never smoking. Responded.
It was just me, you, and Meg talking in there.
Oh, my God.
I need to stop smoking.
Listen, Patrick's on that indica or sativa. I don't know which one makes you high and which one brings you down.
Both of them are high, Kevin. Indica leads you in the cut. Sativa is a head high.
What's a head high?
In the cut.
In the cut leaves you stuck. Like you feel like you can't do anything. Like you do that one to be slumped, like just to chill out. And people who do sativas, they say it's a head high. So some people, it makes them more imaginative, makes them more creative, or it makes you not think about anything. So it does different things to different people. For me, I prefer a pineapple upside down cake type of strand.
We know.
The top tier, though, right?
That top tier is best unless it's eaten by someone else. So,
to hear, Angel has now made you your own.
It's not the same. What's the birthday?
Here's the thing, I hear what you're saying. It's like, but what you're saying is like, yeah, black people, but y'all free now. So why y'all tripping off of 400 years of bondage? It's like, nah, but that still happened.
Oh my God.
That still happened.
Your analogies are ridiculous.
Like Kanye, man. Kanye Moore.
No, you will not do that. You will not.
Oh, but you were okay with Meg calling me Jeffrey Epstein?
No, I said she was
wrong. I said what you said.
No, that wasn't okay. I said that was a strange.
What you said is something he would say. Oh my God.
Megan, don't try to fix it.
Shut up. I'm scratching your head.
I said that wasn't okay. I said that Meg know better. Her mama taught her better, too. I don't know where she get out. That's because she been hanging down in Atlanta, and them fools just say any old thing and do any old thing.
Don't blame her on Atlanta. Atlanta is a great city with a great mayor named Keisha.
You ain't been outside to meet no Keisha.
Yes, I was. I was hanging on.
You probably stay in Atlanta. You probably stay in Marietta or Stone Mountain or something.
No,
like that.
My address is Atlanta, GA. Thank you very much.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Hardly anybody's address is actually Atlanta.
Right.
We did that on purpose because we wanted to have an Atlanta address.
No, you didn't. Just hush up.
Anyway, we did.
Let's get back to the topic at hand. Y'all sleeping with socks on or y'all sleeping barefoot? What's going on?
Barefoot. I only put socks on when I need to put shoes on. Other than that, bare feet.
Yeah, it's funny. Socks-wise, I put on socks anytime I leave the room. When I'm in the room, I'm naked foot all day.
Okay.
Naked foot.
Raw footing. He raw footing under them sheets. I ain't mad at it.
I'm just naked, period.
Same. And that's another reason that your kids are going to need therapy because...
Listen, I just feel like your body, you make it weird by being like, I'm naked. You just walk by and the kids are like, dang.
Listen, we are getting a new place and the new condo has like the kids' bedroom is going to be on the second floor and our bedroom in the office and two baths are going to be on the third floor. So she has no reason to ever come up there, right?
Here, why would you try and climb all those stairs on purpose every single day? Have your inhaler on every floor just in case, like a little break in case of emergency?
See, Josh, while you're trying to be funny, what you don't know is that I already had the chair installed. So it's going to take me from the second
you
floor.
You better not.
I absolutely did. Absolutely.
That chair faces the side.
Listen, when we first went to look at it, Farron sitting right here, I was like, it was a lot of steps. She was like, well, get the chair installed. I was like, I will. We had to sign a lease yet.
Smoking out of a cigar going up the stairs.
Hey, with the cigar. The chair is
he's going to hear this.
It's perfect too.
The only thing about it is it's so long. It takes so long on this damn chair, but I got it.
You seriously got it?
Yes. It's a lot of stairs, Meg.
That is for elderly people who can't or disabled people.
You tell me all the time that I've lived a lot of lives. Well, now I'm combining them and I got the chair.
You also be lying.
Hilarious.
Oh my gosh. All right, Toothpick Shakur. Got it in again.
Back in. You can't edit that out because it's going to be a joke.
That's
the whole thing.
That's the third time I got it in.
And I'm going to put all the laughter back from the chair.
This is going to be too much. You know you don't know how to edit that good, so no.
It's too much final cut, Meg. It's not a difficult thing.
You left in your breaks. You're not going to edit that out.
It doesn't matter, Meg. I guarantee the world would never know it.
Keep it in.
Man.
You would have thought you learned enough about keeping it in at the math.
What does that mean?
Wow. Wow.
What does that mean? Babies come out.
No, Megan, but there's a way they get in.
Ow. What you mean? I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do, you perv.
What do you mean? We all be having...
Respect her body. What are you saying? That Megan can't have consensual relations because she's not a
woman? You always make fun of Meg about not being married, so don't try to flip it on me.
I never make fun of Meg for not being married. Yes,
you just lie all day,
y'all.
That was bald Kev. This is new Kev. I'm turning over a new lie.
It's worse in person.
Patrick, turn your video on. You're just laughing like Dr. Evil.
I couldn't even get to the video part because I just saw you.
We literally have we're brothers. Look.
You are.
We're brothers.
You guys should, next time you get
Pat, let me get a cloudy bandana on the early tip, man. You ain't respond to my Instagram comment. I want to tie my hair up with my cloudy bandana and be just like you.
Oh my gosh, this is so terrible.
I want to show the world how I sent this message to our text thread about we shooting. And
here you go.
Kev said, what time we shooting today?
Kev, I want you to say Kev is first. Before you even ask, I did it.
Kev said, what time we shooting today? I said, 1 p.m.
You blended it in with that giant ass text. I looked at the topics and I was like, cool. Because it was 5 p.m., then it was Wednesday, then y'all are talking about Tuesday.
No. 5 p.m.
Podcast is always on Monday, Pat. Always.
Why? What was being moved around? Wednesday and 5
p.m.?
Why we asked, Pat. And Meg told you that you weren't doing that one.
Well, he is now. It's tomorrow.
Yo, Meg, just talk to me about it. That's why I'm confused.
It's tomorrow. And that's the wrong time anyway. It's not 5 o'clock Wednesday. It's tomorrow at 10 a.m.
We need different names. How about that? Let's start there. Squadcast.
Squadcast and Squad Reacts are two different names, Patrick.
Squad does. Squad says. Let's switch it up, all right?
You not digging yourself out of this hole?
I thought.
Patrick, I want a cloudy bandana early. Stop
it. I got you. I'm just trying to get by the hair. I'm trying to get past the hair.
I want to buy it too.
Is it hair? Is it actual hair?
I don't know. What are you? Synthetic?
Human? What are those green things that they used to have us play with that you twist together for arts and crafts?
Oh,
pipe cleaners?
Pipe cleaners.
You got black pipe cleaners?
Wait, there's a bunch of people in here. Hang on, let me put the gallery. Joshy guys, what up, man? And we got Keenan Baker. Oh, what up, guys?
What's going on?
What's happening? My bad.
Hey, let's get it going because we've been on this for too long.
Wait, we didn't finish the vote.
Yeah, I didn't That's vote yet. Here, I didn't
barefoot.
Even vote. Sleeping with socks on or sleeping barefoot? Everybody, go now, man.
Perfect.
Pat.
Oh, the socks gotta come off. You're in prison. You're in prison if the socks are on.
Josh?
No socks, man. It gets too hot. It's too restricting, man. I need some freedom.
All right. Yeah. And Keenan already said no, and Kel said no, too, and I'm saying no. So there it is. No socks have it. Barefoot's out here. Barefoot gang. Great. We're going to jump right into this next topic right after this.
Hey, what up? It's Tahir Moore, and I want to let you know that this episode of Squadcast is sponsored in part by Manscaped, who happens to be the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Let me tell you a little story, okay? Story about a guy named Tahir and the first time he tried to manscape, okay? I took some clippers. Actually, they weren't even clippers. They were T-liners, which is worse. They're way sharper. It was nicks.
and patches of hair everywhere. I did a horrible job, guys, and I vowed that day to never manscape again. Now, of course, I broke that vow. I'm not even going to lie to you, but I never went back to those T-liners again. And one of the main reasons I feel so comfortable, so confident manscaping now is because of the Lawnmower 3.0. Look how sleek it is. This is the third generation trimmer, okay? It features cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery can last up to 90 minutes, okay? So you could take your time shaving. You could spend more time shaving. You could do whatever you need to. You got a full 90 minutes. That's an hour and a half. Another great fact, this is water resistant. You want to do your grooming in the shower? Go for it. All right, not a lot of options when it comes to battery operated things being water resistant, except for this. Ha! One of the coolest features is this LED light, okay? That offers precise trimming, okay? For those hard to reach, hard to see places, you ain't got to worry about nipping nothing down there because, just give me the light. Look, I don't have the box to show you. Because soon as it came, I started using it, okay? That's how much I was excited to get to this product. I couldn't even wait till I did the commercial. I was like, I got to try it out now. And I'm glad I did. And if you hear my voice right now, I want you to experience this firsthand for yourself. Listen. It is time to trim that junk of yours, okay? And even better, how's 20% off and free shipping sound? I bet it sounds amazing because that's what I'm offering, okay? All you have to do is go to manscaped.com, use our promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, and you're going to get 20% off and free shipping. Again, free shipping, 20% off, manscaped.com, promo code SQUAD. What are you waiting on, SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D. Get out of my face. Get out of this commercial and go do it now. Fellas, get your life in order. Tell them I sent you.
Next up, we have Denny's versus IHOP. What y'all got?
What? First of all, what is all on the menu? I can't really think right now.
It don't even matter. Denny's is the poor man's IHOP. Let's just keep it real.
Is
Denny's?
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't been there a year, so that's why I can't remember this.
They got a 2-4-6 menu. If you can get anything at Denny's for $2, it's not really edible.
Two?
You shouldn't be ingesting it.
What? There's a dollar menu at McDonald's and people are eating that up.
And you know damn well they shouldn't be. So don't.
You the main one. That. You know the whole entire.
I didn't say I was perfect. I'm not a saint. I know I shouldn't be eating it.
Here,
I'm
just saying. What's on the $2 menu?
Huh?
What's on the $2 menu?
Toast?
I think you can get those
French, a fast thing to order.
What is it? Pancake balls with the icing on the inside.
I'm sorry, you said that like we were supposed to know what that was. What is that?
It's like a donut hole, but it's got icing on the inside, but they like fried, like donut balls.
Who in here has gone to Denny's in the last 5 years?
Right here. Clearly I haven't, because I had never heard
of Denny's in the last 5 years. It's probably been 3 years though.
IHOP is overly priced for some of the cheapest and worst food. They're International House of Pancakes, and their pancakes are below mediocre.
You're paying the high price for them. Shut up, Baldy. if you had hair, you would know that IHOP is the way. But you're bald, so you don't know anything.
IHOP doesn't bring people together. Denny's, and Tahir, I sure would attest to this. When we was doing stand-up, a lot of people would go to Denny's and hang out, kick it. IHOP don't bring people together.
Let me tell you why, though, Kenan. We went to Denny's because most of the comics we were hanging out with were broke, okay? If we were all of where we are right now, we would be at IHOP. We would have been at IHOP
IHOP.
Hey, Tom, it looks like he wanted to say hello to IHOP, so he said hi.
Hi hop.
Oh, you muted.
Unmute me.
From now on, you niggas get out of pocket.
So
everybody get muted.
To hear.
Everybody get muted. You niggas get out of pocket. You understand me? Hilarious. I don't like what you said. Mute city, nigga. Welcome. Population you.
That's Tahir. That's hi hop. Hi hop.
It's a free joke.
You this nigga get.
Oh, no.
That's how he got his bacon belt.
Why are you a tyrant? How you gonna keep muting people to hear.
Because the nigga Pat won't stop. Pat won't Pat gets us a fucking topic going. He's like a dog with a bone and he won't stop, man.
I'm sorry. Yeah, man. When you have locks, bro, you just keep on going and growing and growing. It's a crazy thing. It's the way it makes you feel. You feel empowered.
Oh man.
Hey, all I'm gonna say is, Kev, you better not ever just take shots at me because I'm bald now. All right.
Yes, I no longer identify as bald. I don't know what you're talking about. If you saw me bald
day one, Kev, are you serious?
If I'm bald again, then I identify as you. But right now, I am.
Identify as me specifically.
Wait, Kev, how come you always have the bandana on? Is it like you don't have the glue on it yet, or you don't?
Hey, as a woman, I would never ask you about your edges.
Yes, you would. We ask each other all the time. This is what happens when you wear a wig. We always talk. Women ask each other. So be real.
Yeah, Kev, come on, women to women.
Wait, for real, is it because you haven't got
it properly installed yet, so there's a little bit more lace on the front, so but today at 6 I would be just like Pat.
Wait, so you're saying if the bandana was off, the scalp would kind of be coming off?
If there's a strong breeze, it'll kind of just start.
Yeah, so the bandana is necessary to hold it in place right now.
Wow. Okay. So there's layers to this.
One layer. So when my homegirl puts it in all the way, you won't be able to be looking at me directly in my eyes.
Yes, we will. Because you're supposed to, when it comes to lace front, you're also supposed to have baby hairs, but you ain't got that. So what you
I don't need that. Do? I'm bald underneath.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it look fake.
I don't have no leave out, Meg. I don't have no leave out.
It's going to look fake until we see your baby
hairs. If it looks fake, I'll put the bandana on. There was people who just found out about me. They won't know anything. They'll be like, "Oh, cool." This
are you serious? Serious?
I gotta.
So what about the 1 million people who have been following you forever?
1 million. They know me as Bald Kevin. 1 million and one is like, "Oh, cool. This guy's funny. He has locks like me." And then the rest
you
of them
have tie on dreads. It's not even a unit. They ain't even installed. They're tie on.
I'm going to be right there on every post to let people know. Y'all know that ain't his real hair, right?
Wait, so
hair, it won't matter.
You got to know now, is your beard real?
Huh?
Beard is real.
Is your beard?
If I could have got the beard without growing it, I would have done that too.
I don't know what to think.
They have that.
I would have gotten that. They're just, I didn't see one that looked real enough.
Chris,
I would have a full villain.
The Velcro?
I could rob banks with this, and they'll be like, he was 6 foot with locks, and then I take it off, and they're like, oh, can't be him. He's bald. Boom.
That's not how it works.
Absolutely. The best part is I interacted with white people. They have no idea. They were like, oh, okay, this guy has locks.
Oh, God, that's painful.
I have a clue.
Has anybody
who no idea, Keenan.
They're scanning the whole culture.
Wait, has anybody who doesn't know you, Kev, like, do you feel like they treated you different because you have locks?
No, like because I was black, though. They treated me different, but I don't know if the locks played into it at all.
Locks weirdly make you more black.
Yeah, man. I know the struggle, Pat. Listen, most people with locks are just mad because I didn't go through the ugly phase. I don't want to have to do that. That's why
you
can't.
You don't even have real hair. It's not an option.
Yeah, do they assume you're from the South now?
If I have the grill in, they assume I'm from Florida.
Oh. I can see that.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of people like it. God. There's at least
like it.
Boom. There's 6 or 7 comments that are like, I'm okay with it.
And then like 10,000 is like, ugh, take it off.
Most people hated my beard.
If we were still traveling and you had that on, you wouldn't have to worry about nobody stopping you for pictures, though, because nobody would know it was you.
That is a fantastic point, and I will keep that in mind. I didn't even think about that. People won't, if I have this on in glasses, if I, like, stop wearing it but then wear it when I travel, nobody would ever think that it's me.
No, they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, it's T-Pain. And they're going to be so disappointed. They'll be like, oh, come on stage.
Mm. What happened? You had just got yours refreshly done. They go back so quick. What did you stop?
Pat, show us your scalp.
Because
it's hot. It's hot. I be running and stuff.
Running where?
Pat does not be running. He does not run. It just
where do you run, Pat?
I climb a mountain every day. I haven't done it today, but I've been doing it the last 5 days.
Like where?
Culver Stairs. Big mountain.
What does that have to do with your hair?
It gets all frizzy out there. It's hot. It's like 90 plus.
Oh, the humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't know it, yet, it's just, man, you learn.
It's just wear and tear. Your hair can't get frizzy. It's fake.
I leave mine at home when I'm going outside. It's hot. I only put this on for videos.
You leave it home, it comes off?
Oh, yeah. I only put it on for videos. I don't have to keep it on all the time.
You don't even know the struggle of having it when it's hot. It feels like a beanie you can't take off.
I don't even want the struggle for that. We're just getting started, Pat. I was telling them before you got on. My next stylist to Tahir's hair. Then I'm going to have low waves. Then I'm going to have cornrows. And then I'm just going to rotate those based on how I feel that day.
You finna have I'm not vegan mad at lice.
Have what?
You finna have vegan lice. It's like, hey, none of this is really, there's never real hair here.
You gotta make multiple changes in a day, too. People are like, I just saw you. Did you have the, how?
You're right, Keenan. I'm gonna keep them on their toes.
Oh, man.
You're never gonna know. And I'm gonna just pop up with the Tahir one day. People are gonna be like, what? And I'm gonna be like, yep. I'm already arranging it. I've been texting the guy.
I'm not even mad at it because everybody's auntie has been doing this for years.
Yes.
That why is can't true. You? I remember hello before kid. I knew about weave, like when we would go out for the weekend on Friday, come back on Monday, and chicks had braids. I'm like, how did she grow a hair that fast? Like, I had no idea in middle school that weave was a real thing. I was so surprised to find out. I was like, oh, y'all been cheating the whole time? Women cheat our whole lives. It is. Weave, makeup, eyelashes. Some of you ball, eyelid.
Whoa.
Abort mission, abort mission. Don't. Stop.
Don't you feel me? Don't.
Mute.
Don't mute me.
Everybody's mute. Some of you ball eyelid.
Don't do it to hear. Abort mission.
I'm trying not to say the B word. That's why I keep messing up. Because if I was saying the B word, it would be easy peasy.
Your tongue is too thick, Shakur.
You didn't even get that far in the sentence. Don't say you messed up at I knew
bitches was coming up. If I was on stage, I would have said, you bald Ale bitches. But I'm trying not to be that
person.
What
are you trying to say? Slow down. What are you trying? I can't even do the joke because I don't know what you were trying to say.
He said bald island. He said bald people on an island.
I did not say, Pat, you shut up.
Say, what's
that? You shut your fuzzy head ass up, Pat. You look like
are you carpet. Saying eyelid?
Eyelid, bald eyelid bitches. This is what I was trying to say.
What does that even mean?
The eyelid, bald, like where the lashes go.
Oh,
you gotta explain it, man.
Kev, you gotta get the ball hair.
Oh yeah, send me that. I'm gonna send that to the barber.
You need it. Yeah, you need some color.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that for the end of the summer. That's gonna be my Labor Day look.
Oh, that's what all the college basketball kids got. All the college basketball kids got that haircut right there.
Yeah, buddy. Anyway, Denny sucks.
Don't they have the Grand Slam or like kids eat free on a certain day?
Yes.
That's good. You got
they
two
both
kids.
Have that, don't they?
I don't remember.
America, more people in America are broke than they didn't have money. So Denny's is clearly the best.
No, Keenan, that's a terrible argument. Just because something is accessible doesn't mean it's good. IHOP really expensive?
IHOP is probably double the price of Denny's. And the food is not double the good.
I don't think so.
I'll give you that. It's not double the good.
They're like the same.
I said IHOP literally has a season every year where there's all you can eat pancakes, and their pancakes be good with that. What's that? The butter pecan.
You gotta get whatever syrup you get it warm. IHOP will give you the warm syrup, and it's slapping.
So with Denny's,
you say what?
Smacking. It's smacking actually. To hear slapping's for music, smacking's for food.
No food. Shut your fat ass up. I can say whatever I want to say. You bald headed hoe.
I'm not bald headed. That
yes,
was
you
old
are, one. You bald head scallywag. Ain't got last no hair in the back.
Last week I was bald.
I actually hear slap more for food than music, low key.
That's because everybody's using it incorrectly.
Kev, you are literally the definition of a chicken head right now. You know that, right?
What's up?
Chicken finger head.
Pat, you know what? You're I thought somebody in the community would accept me. It looks like you guys are going to be the most upset.
No one in the community does. Everybody's, it makes them nauseous. you don't gotta have your hair pulled for 4 hours getting a retwist.
You didn't have to do that
like twice a year. Why are you talking like you live that life? You don't get your hair done a lot.
I do live that life.
Girls ever pull your hair during sex when they're hitting you from the back?
Wow.
Oh man.
Choke me.
Use my hair.
It don't look like Pat get choked out with his own bandanas. I swear it don't.
Oh, yeah, Lane had to do him like that.
Oh, yo, I just want to tell y'all something. I love y'all.
I love y'all too, man. I'm so excited
to do this. I was so mad I couldn't do it last week. I can't even watch. And then I saw Teddy was on there. I was like, oh, y'all just go get Teddy when I'm not there.
That was a great time too.
I know. I was jealous. I was driving. I was like, man, I can't get there in time.
Where'd you go?
I went to Palm Springs for the week.
Oh, God. How hot was it? What?
Bruh, let me tell you what I didn't realize. Palm Springs is in the middle of hell.
Yes.
It's the devil's vacation home. That's where he goes to vacation.
Who?
The devil. It's his vacation home.
It sounds nice. That's why they get away with it. Palm Springs.
Yeah, I took my kids out there. Took my kids out there. We got like an Airbnb, you know, like a pool and stuff. Bro, my kids face they had sunblock on. And they still got sunburn. Like it is, it was like 115. Look at this. Oh, snap.
This is from Pat's house.
What?
No. In LA?
Really? Look at this. Look at all of this.
I always knew you were a lobster.
I was in the pool.
We had a pool party.
I always knew you were a lobster to hear.
Rock lobster! Rock lobster!
What did y'all have a pool party?
And here's the thing, I had the sunblock and just was like, oh, I'll be fine in the water. It's worse
in the water. You know, like the sun's rays are like magnifying the water. That's how people get even worse.
No, man. Obviously, I didn't know that. Really? Obviously, I didn't know that. So I didn't know that either.
I didn't even think black people could get sunburned until I got sunburned.
That's exactly how it happens. Yeah.
I've been told my whole life black people can't get sunburned. Well, and as kids, we used to be outside all day in El Paso. I never got sunburned.
It's crazy. Like, I feel like it only happens at the beach or around water. Because, like, when we were kids outside, I feel like it didn't happen.
But at the beach, I'm telling you, the water reflects.
But what about when you on the sand, though? You just be on the sand and the sun still be like, yeah, nigga, you pulled up on the set. Get burnt. And you be like, come on, fam. Like,
what happened
when we were playing tag outside?
The sun asked you, where you from? Where you from, little nigga? Huh? What? I don't know. I don't bang. I play sports.
Oh, yeah, nigga? Well, I burn. What's popping? You be like, cuz.
Oh, my gosh.
We went to Hawaii a couple years ago. We had a tour date in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
Our whole backs were burnt. It hurt. But it was like a week late. We were back home, and we all had burnt up show. It was the worst.
I was like, man, I ain't doing this no more.
But Palm Springs was like literally 115. It was like unbearable.
Did y'all actually go outside in the day? Y'all just stayed. Y'all didn't even use the pool, did y'all?
I was gonna say Palm Springs is a place we were supposed to stay inside the house. We were supposed to go to Palm Springs.
We were gonna rent a house the second week of August, and I was just thinking, I was like, man, it's gonna be dumb hot. It's gonna be dumb hot. Yeah. I was like,
you should just go to Malibu, bro. Same idea, but not burning up hot.
Yeah. I went to Vegas.
Go further up the coast, like San Luis Obispo.
I
went to Vegas 3 years ago for my homie's birthday. This is the first time in Vegas. He had never been to Vegas. We went, I want to say July 7th through like the 11th. Bro, we had rented a house. It was like Kev, which I did for that Christmas that one time. Y'all rented the house in Vegas?
Yeah.
We did the same thing. Got a pool, jacuzzi, all of that. Bro, it was 92 degrees at 11 o'clock at night.
Ew.
We couldn't even use the pool. Felt like a jacuzzi. The jacuzzi felt like stew. You got in the jacuzzi, and niggas just walk by and threw onions and potatoes and carrots in there. You start throwing Old Bay on your forehead. It was ridiculous. I was like,
hilarious visual. That's the cartoon visual where they be just chopping carrots up and stuff.
It was the worst, bro. I'll never do it again, bro. Vegas, I avoid at all costs in the summertime. It's
Vegas ridiculous. Is one of those cities that always seems funner until you get there. You're just like,
It is fun, but you just got to know the right time to go. You can't go when it's too late in the year because it's cold at night and people think it's warm year-round. It's not. It gets really cold in the wintertime, and then you can't go in the midst of the summer. Like, people that live in Vegas, people that live in Arizona, they know. They don't go outside in the summertime. Like, you don't go outside in the summertime until, like, after 7 or 8 o'clock. That's when people see you. Like, people come out, get their mail. It's too hot.
Crazy, bro.
It's too hot.
And it was over 100. We did NBC Diversity, and we were sitting in the cars, and then we had to get into that line early.
Arizona, and in Arizona. Bro, Kenan, how about this? So it was me, Jay Alexander, Arvin Mitchell, and somebody else. We drove down there. And we were like, all right, we're just going to sleep in the car, and we're going to get a room tomorrow. We're going to get a lush room tomorrow, right? Mm. Bro, we tried to sleep in the car with just roll down the windows.
Oh,
bro.
No.
Because we're right downtown. We're like, we're going to make it first in the line. We're right downtown, right in front of the club. Bro, we had to sleep with the air conditioner on the entire night because it was just too hot. You couldn't – it was no breeze. It was like 90 degrees at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And by 10 o'clock – literally by 10 o'clock, it was already at 98 degrees. We was like, nah, this
Wait,
is-
y'all slept in the car that night?
Nissan Altima.
Wait, did you have your CPAP machine or was you snoring them out?
Damn, I didn't even think about that. That's crazy, man. That's a good point.
And nobody also, cared who I was before I put on the mask.
It's crazy how fast, like, I love this and then I hate this.
Do you feel in control?
Oh my gosh.
Is it weird to go outside and then put on another mask and then you gotta like switch out all your masks in a row?
Got the little pill packs for the masks? Like
the pill pack is this big?
To hear wake up like Darth Vader, he's just like,
everybody muted. How about that? Everybody's freaking muted. Now.
Yes, Josh, get the other mask.
I'm done.
You hearing all of this?
Dude, you're going to a CPAP mask convention instead of Comic Con at CPAP Con, and you'd be like trying to get the.
Let's go ahead and get the votes in. What is it? Okay. The IHOP is a dinner.
Here, I just want to say one more thing.
Yes.
To hear me going to bed looking like a fighter pilot.
Going to bed all night long.
I got to fly through my dreams, Playboy. That's how you get to the top. Anyway, moving on.
Top Gun.
What?
Real quick, before we vote, I just want to hear, what is the top IHOP dish versus the top Denny's dish?
The only thing I think that Denny's does well is Moons Over Miami. That's the only thing I ever eat at
what
Denny's.
What is that?
It's basically a ham and cheese sandwich.
Oh,
ham and cheese and egg on French toast.
Yeah,
on French toast?
No, it's not on French toast.
It's not French toast, but like it might as well be because they will put that powdered sugar on that Moons Over Miami if you want them to.
Okay, I've never done that. Tahir always doing something extra to make it.
I don't get it. I don't even eat the Moons Over Miami. So shut up.
Stuff everywhere you go.
IHOP has better pancakes than Denny's, but IHOP's pancakes are just, they're not amazing.
They are.
They're really good. They're light and fluffy. They always come out light.
No, I'm going to tell you why.
For a change, IHOP has, their pancakes are equivalent to Krispy Kreme's. Like, anywhere you go in the country, those pancakes are going to be the same recipe. Taste great. That's the same thing.
They're good. But the thing is, Cracker Barrel pancakes are so much better, and they're a chain
as
well.
But it's limited. Cracker Barrel is limited. That's not even a Cracker Barrel in Southern California.
There's one in Camarillo.
5 minutes from me right now. I can walk there.
Josh, square up, bro. Shut up. You ain't saying nothing the whole episode. Now you just here to prove me wrong.
Better not cut out my case joke. That better make the cut. I'm sick of
it. That's getting cut out first.
Sick of it.
No, but anyway. I feel like IHOP is known for, because yeah, that's true. The pancakes are consistent. They're not great. They're not terrible. But I don't know of anybody that's ever gone to an IHOP and be like, these pancakes are disgusting. Like, you know what they're going to taste disgusting. Like.
I definitely have.
They're not disgusting.
Kenan, you're bald, though. You just don't like things. You don't like things that people with hair enjoy, like IHOP pancakes.
Look, if I go to IHOP, every time I go to IHOP, they overcook the pancakes. And then I can't, this is how you know IHOP isn't as good as Denny's.
IHOP?
Don't do that, Tahir. You're not the one.
I feel like you, Tahir, got stuck in the no neck that you don't have. Anyways, with Denny's, they never had to change their name. Like IHOP, they changed their name to put an IHOB.
Oh, that was just terrible. That was the stupidest thing ever.
They wasn't making any sales.
That was the worst thing ever.
The burgers at IHOB be slapping though. I'm not gonna hold you though.
They are good.
They're good. Burgers are average. How you name yourself after two things that you're average at? Like, come on, man.
Also, what's funny about IHOP, they sell fish. And it's like, bro, you shouldn't be selling that.
They don't. What?
They absolutely
have full lunch and dinner. I don't know who is buying that.
They absolutely have regular breakfast. Nobody, I don't know.
I've never ordered past the first page. Citizens
be going and ordering that stuff.
Oh, true.
So, you shouldn't be able to get fish and fresh French toast at the same
time. Think about
why not? You can do it at Jack in the Box. Nobody has a problem with Jack in the Box doing it.
Jack in the Box is different, though. They're different because...
Yes, Jack in the Box has fish and chips. They have tacos. They have a rice bowl, goddamn me. They have French toast sticks. They got popcorn chicken. They got fried tacos. They got mini tacos. They got churros. They got burgers.
Jack in the Box has everything.
Of course, here. Yeah. Of course, they're the whole menu.
Got loaded mini tacos.
Yeah, that too.
Jack in the Box whole thing is get drunk and come by here. They don't even try to hide it, though.
They don't even
hide it at all. They had a Munchies box. It was called that. Like, they're not.
It really was.
They know their place in the world.
Let's wrap this up because we still got one more.
All y'all complaints came about IHOP. You got fish there, da 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 da. Y'all ain't have no real complaints about Denny's. I'm going Denny's all day, every day.
Denny's bald-headed-ass niggas go to eat anyway, so that makes
sense. Yeah, bald people do that. I'm going IHOP.
Tell him, Kev.
I'm not going to choose Denny's because I have not been there, and I feel like the reason why was because it wasn't that great. So I'm going to go with IHOP because I'm a pancake girl.
They have both.
I know, but I'm saying, who knows who remembers the Denny's pancakes? Nobody.
I remember the chocolate chip pancakes when I was a kid at IHOP. And that's the only reason I'm going to take IHOP. I don't really know. I don't like either of them.
All right, Joshy.
I'm going to go IHOP all the way. The pancakes are something at least I know I'm going to kind of enjoy. Denny's, I've never left there and been like, oh, man, that was a great meal, ever.
That is a fantastic point. You leave Denny's, you're going to be like, I'm not hungry anymore.
I'm just not hungry anymore.
And IHOP has the strawberry and blueberry syrup, which is also good.
Does IHOP have waffles?
Yeah, they got
waffles and chicken at IHOP too.
No, they don't.
They do, but the chicken.
They do,
chicken
but tenders. They don't.
It's chicken tenders, but it's waffle and chicken.
Kev is chicken tender headed.
I already said that.
No,
he said something else. He said chicken finger. She said chicken.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for chicken.
Oh, finger-headed. I get it.
That's great.
That works, Megan. Thank you. That works.
You don't be giving me my props. Shut up, Kevin.
That was funny, Meg. I'm going to cut that shit out.
I've been giving you your props. You actually, since the quarantine, you've improved dramatically.
Yeah.
I had nothing else to do, really.
I was going to say, she bored as hell. What's she going to do, be a mom?
You're not gonna disrespect mother.
Right, so where we at with it? I think the IHOPs have it because I'm going to IHOP too. So IHOPs have it.
Kenan. IHOP.
What you say, Kenan? What you say?
It's just me with Denny's. I'm lonely.
Yes, bald ass nigga.
Yeah, baldy. Ha ha. Hey,
Kenan, you grow you some hair again on the winter squad.
Get off your head now.
You say what?
I'm pulling you. I'm swinging you like a chick. Just ah.
Hey, Denny's is low-key the West Coast Waffle House. That's like our version. I feel like more fights happen at Denny's than IHOP's.
Oh, absolutely.
Damn, Pat, that's good. That's true.
Because they know they can't afford to be in IHOP. IHOP is a classy establishment. IHOP is
not that expensive.
Y'all are acting like IHOP is like a five-class, like a five-star restaurant.
But you know what? I'm speaking from the standpoint of a comic where you might have just did two shows in one night and you literally have $25 from those two shows.
Maybe.
But you're not going to want to spend the whole, because if you go to IHOP, that $25 don't even cover your tip. You go to Denny's, you can buy food for the whole table with $25.
It is not that different. You guys are, oh my God.
Gosh, I promise you.
You acting like it's Waffle House pricing.
Bro.
IHOP just has a little less homeless people than Denny's. That's about it. It's just has
That's a sign. Even the homeless people be like, oh, no. IHOP. Denny's, my good sir.
Wow. I don't get it.
You spending more than $100 at IHOP? That's another conversation.
It depends on who all going, Josh. You know what I'm saying? I might ball out on some pancakes. Anyway, moving on to the next topic. Would you rather date somebody who has an apartment but no car, or
somebody with a car and no apartment?
Oh, apartment, by far. Because then it's like only one of you need a car, but you guys both need a place to sleep.
Yeah, I feel like now, it's, well, the one thing is in LA, everything is really far. But you can get, you know, there's bus, there's Uber. If you got a car, but you have nowhere to park, it's like, okay, where are you going with that?
Right, you leave your house and just go in the car and just stay there. All right, Pat.
I don't think the person is necessarily homeless. I think they might stay with like family members, so they don't have their own space.
Oh, so their own.
Oh, okay. They can have roommates or something.
Yeah, maybe they have roommates, so maybe they stay with family. So like maybe they don't have their own room or their own space in their dwelling, but they have someone to sleep. They're not homeless. It's just like
it all depends.
Rather somebody with their own space or somebody with their own car.
Well, if you're talking about big cities, like most people in New York and even some people in Chicago don't even have cars because you don't need it because public transportation is so efficient. But if you live anywhere else in the world or the U.S., yeah, you're going to need a car for most places, I feel like.
Yeah, if we live in New York, it wouldn't even be a discussion.
Right, I'd be like, no, you got to have
a car. And by the way, it's ridiculous that L.A. doesn't have public transportation like that. Like
infrastructure is horrible.
It's like I know why, and you know I've heard like the stories and stuff, but bro, they've been trying to get this that monorail down to 405 for like the last 7 years.
I don't understand that. If what's his name, Elon Musk, can build a little super highway underground in a couple of years,
he ain't gonna build that.
It's already happened. It's already in construction. How LA don't have like real transportation going everywhere in the city?
Had pretty good transportation. I feel like the Valley. Because that's the outskirts of LA, I guess. It's like their transportation is horrible. But LA
City, no, but the city only has buses. No, like that, like the actual train doesn't go a lot of places in the city of LA.
That's true.
It goes through the city. You can catch it from downtown to like South Central or Inglewood.
The bus comes like the bus comes every hour. In the city, it comes probably every 15, maybe 30 minutes. So you good. But if you like in the Valley, buses come like every hour some change.
Bruh, you cannot get out here on the bus. Not like that. Not like, if you live in downtown LA and you only need to go in that area, then you got pretty good, you know, trains and stuff. Hmm. If you live where I live or where Tahir, you can't get from Tahir's house downtown like that. It's going to take you 4 hours.
And the bus don't ever be reliable in LA, but like in New York, it's like clockwork. It might be a minute, maybe 2 minutes off, but LA, that thing might be like 15 minutes late.
But New York also got like dollar vans and stuff like that. You have multiple ways. This is New York. It's not fair in New York to compare to New York at all. I would rather have somebody that has their own spot because it's just cool to lay up in a chick's crib and do nothing. It's one of the best things. To lay up like it's yours to put your feet up in a girl's couch.
Yeah,
man. Let's not dance around it. Where is the smashing happening? It don't matter. It don't matter how are we getting to the concert? How are we getting to the restaurant? It's a relationship is about your chill time together, and it's. All that other stuff is intrusive. Now, if one of you guys have a spot, then you guys should be okay. But I think if you have the choice, I feel like them not having a spot would become more annoying than them not having a car.
And I feel like everything Pat said is true. And if your friends asked about the person you're dating, you're like, oh, they ain't got the car. I'd be like, oh, okay. They ain't got their own spot. You're like, dang, they ain't got their own spot. You know what I'm saying? That's more of a judgmental thing that people would be like,
It also depends on where you live, though. Like, if you're on one of the coasts and somebody be like, yeah, they ain't got their own spot, then they'd be like, all right, if you in L.A. or you're in New York, it's understandable. Like,
that's true.
Maybe Chicago, but, like, if you're in St. Louis, you in Cleveland, like, you ain't got your own spot, I'm like, what? Why not?
$4.
Yeah, you can't spare $20 a month for your own spot? Like, what's going on?
Well, what is this, HUD housing?
In Kentucky?
It was nothing better than, in all honesty, like I had roommates for a while, then I was dating a girl that lived with her parents, so we didn't have nowhere to smash except the car, which is like too tight because she's a little taller. But then once
you date a girl taller than you?
No, yeah, I ain't ashamed of my height, baby. I'm good.
What about your bald head? Are you ashamed of that?
This is in the front seat.
I'm not ashamed. Actually, girls like rubbing the bald head. You probably forgot about that, Kev, but you know, they love rubbing the bald head.
I'll take this off and then I'll get that later and then I'll put it back on.
They pat you during sex? They're like, yeah, good Keenan. There you go.
Rub like a glow.
There you go.
A glow?
It also depends on which stage in life, because I feel like when I was in like my early 20s, it was okay if a dude didn't have his own place, but he had to have his car. But now as like an adult, like, you want your own spot?
Like, not at this big age, you don't have your own spot. People ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah,
not in LA though. I think LA, they don't trip on you too much. They assume you have roommates, and you don't. They go, you ain't got roommates. That's always the reaction.
Yeah, because only New York and LA are the only places that you can be 65 and still have a roommate, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Also, people be like, whole 45 years old, still staying with their people in LA, and it'd be okay. It's like, yeah, I'm saving for a house. You're 45.
You still got a house at 45?
Yeah, but you still saving?
In LA, yes. You know how expensive these houses
are? Yeah, but in 25 years, you're out of high school. You ain't saved enough money in 25 years to put down on that house, though, man.
No.
For like a $1.5 million house that's not even 1,000 square
feet. Okay, man, that's not everywhere in LA, though. That's not everywhere in LA.
Okay, well, maybe in some places. But it ain't cheap. It is not cheap.
Not cheap. She's not wrong about that.
Close to half a mil damn near for a shithole in LA.
So listen, that's y'all fault. If y'all don't have friends like Kev on stage and who I'm gonna ask for my down payment from, that's on y'all, man. Y'all better.
I'm sorry, what?
Good old Costa.
I want to Kev on stage industries for my loan, for my down deposit on my house. That's where I'm going.
Hey, Tom, doesn't look like he's able to fill out.
So what I want?
You muted him.
Why does that look real when he goes like this? You guys saw the square.
Well done. I just hope and pray one day one of them locks just fall out while you're on the stage.
Don't wish evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't wish that upon anybody, fake or real dreads. We all feel
fall that. Out, just whipping around and hit somebody, and then they're gonna sue you for assault by braid
for negligence.
Do you guys know what the culture is in expensive cities like Paris and London in terms of roommates? Are they kind of the same way? Like, yeah, it's expensive as hell here. Like,
yeah, they do roommates in Europe.
But also in Europe, they're accustomed to a lot smaller space.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're okay with smaller spaces being.
You talking about some
together.
Small hotel rooms? Man. London, Spain. Amsterdam too. It was bigger than London, but London is in Spain. Oh man, we were.
London was just like New York.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't it like? Hold on, I remember I feel like I was doing y'all's travel or something, like the first tour when y'all went to London, and I was getting a room for Tahir and like Tony, right? And it was, or something like that. Somebody was with Tony, and it was like two beds, but they were like single beds next to each other. I was like, wait.
I was with my family. We went to London the first time, so we had booked somewhere different. But yeah, it was small as hell, though.
It was stupid small, but the price was insane.
Yeah,
it was high.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
because like, the amenities there are like, you're not paying for the space; you're paying for the amenities, like central air and like close and convenient. Like if they're close to like tourist attractions and stuff like that, that's basically what you're paying for. because they're not going to be big at all.
Yeah, I think, isn't London more expensive than New York, like in general?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the euro is more than a dollar, so yes, it's going
to
be more
expensive. Right, right. It's worth more.
London, they use the pound.
Well,
the pound is more than a dollar, too. But yes, you're right, Kevin.
Isn't that before Brexit?
Yeah, it was before Brexit. Wait, when was Brexit? 2018?
I think so, yeah.
They're all stronger than the dollar, though. I can tell you that.
Absolutely.
Every country is stronger than the U.S. right now.
Canadian money is plastic, and the dollar will always be stronger than it.
Whose money's plastic?
Canadian.
Literally plastic. You can't rip it.
Really?
Man, we made the mistake. When we went to Canada last year, I had the people were paying in Canadian dollars, but I had to pay Tony and Tahir in U.S. dollars. When I tell you, I got the take back, and I was like, oh, my God. Because they converted before they sent it to you. I was like, no, but it was $30. They're like, yeah, but it was $30 Canadian. And I was like, what?
So what would that mean? What does that? What would that translate?
That means I think it was something like I was getting like $18 instead of $30 or something like that. And it was it was one show in the club, so it wasn't crazy. It was like 100 and I don't know what was Edmonton, like maybe 150 or something like that.
Yeah, that was a trip, man. Edmonton.
It was just terrible all the way around. Damn, but that man. I didn't realize that because before we did Toronto, we always. They were paying in U.S. dollars, so it was a little bit more expensive for them. Mm-hmm. But when you get paid in Canadian dollars, but you got to pay out in U.S. dollars, it was a lot.
Damn. So our dollar is stronger than theirs.
Yeah, we're stronger. In North America, we're stronger than Canada, and we're much stronger than Mexico. But you go to
let's
Europe.
Let's see how long that lasts.
Right.
Bruh, you can't – the U.S. passport, you can't go nowhere.
I was going to say, I was like, what y'all going to do for this tour? Ain't nobody allowing Americans to come in their country.
Really? What tour, Meg?
There's literally, I think, 5 or 6 countries in the world that will allow Americans to come there right now. Oh, and everybody else was like, you're American or you can't come to our country.
Niggas won't sit down, bro. That's my constant thing. Every week I'm making a video about why y'all won't sit y'all ass down. People still going to Miami trying to turn up. Sit the fuck down, bro. Yeah. What y'all doing in Miami? What's going on? Ain't nothing popping.
It's hot, too, so it's like the best time ever to stay inside.
Summertime, everybody looks forward to the summertime, showing the body off, wanting to get out in the water, and I think that's what it is. If it was happening during the winter, people would be like, who cares? But since it's the summertime, I think...
Oh, man.
But it's our government, though, because every other country, like, their government was like, oh, no, nobody can do anything, everything's shut down, it's mandated, and then you got governors suing mayors for telling people to wear masks. Like,
it became a political thing. Like, in other countries, developed countries, they were like, all right, y'all, we all got to wear masks. And then people were like, okay. And then they got under control. But people are like, it's my right as an American. I shouldn't have to wear a mask. You can't tell me what to do. And it's like, bruh, it's going to take that much longer to be done with this because of that.
Right.
And then there's people who just don't believe that it's real. They just don't think coronavirus.
I wish I could have like a little gun that like blew air and put like COVID in it. And for everybody that don't have a mask in the store, I'm gonna just go like this and
that's
face.
Evil, man. That's evil as hell.
I'm trying to go back outside. I want outside to open back up.
She's
that's still making it worse. You got a gun that has COVID in it.
Okay, it's gonna be like the lesser amount, so they don't get sick, just a little sick.
All right, so let's go ahead and round this up. No car, no apartment.
No COVID.
No car, man. I gotta lay up in a chick crib.
Wait, okay. What are you saying? What's worse?
Yes.
No what's apartment. Worse? No apartment is worse. No.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have an apartment. Yeah.
Okay, so no apartment is worse. Kev, what about you?
So if I say no apartment, I'm saying having a car is better?
Yes.
So what's worse is having an apartment? I'm confused.
Yes. Which one is worse, not having an apartment or not having a car?
Not having an apartment is worse.
Okay, so 3-4 apartment. Josh.
Throw the car out, man. There's Uber now. There's ways to move around.
So your apartment too. That's 4.
You know?
Pat?
Stop rushing us.
I think them not having a spot is way worse.
Wait, what if their car is their spot?
What are they saying, in an RV?
They like Ron. They got Ron. They got the van with like Ron.
Right. Ron got a van. He
lives. Ron, had Ron the has van an apartment too now. Don't let him fool you no more. That nigga taking real showers now. Don't let him fool you. At first, that nigga was in the front seat with plastic squirting himself with a Dasani bottle, but that's over.
Damn, dog. Come on, man.
Call him out. That nigga put Dawn and Dasani together to shook it up. Was like,
you had Dasani in the bottle. And yo,
I don't want to laugh at that, man.
Yeah, it's funny. We can laugh now because he's not in that same position.
Yeah, he ain't been in a van in years.
Ron's successful now. He's good. We could jab. Because everybody, listen, if the whole show has been about me fumbling or something else, you can laugh at that, Keenan. I'm sick of your shit.
You're here, though.
Right.
I don't care. He was calling you on me FaceTime. I'm FaceTime Ron right now.
Ron knows he lived in a van. This
he has a whole show about it. All
right. We how sensitive he was about that old lifestyle.
He wasn't sensitive. He was like, I'm saving money.
Showing there. That's true.
Like,
I thought his van was cool. That's what I was saying. He had the bed back there. He had the stove.
Okay.
Had the
whole hot plate.
I wish I would have had the nerve to do it.
I tried to convince my wife.
He saved a lot of money, except for the parking tickets he got.
I told my wife, if she's serious about us making it, you know, Tyler Perry was homeless. And she said, you're not Tyler Perry. She's like, I'm not staying in no. If you got to be homeless to make it, then you ain't going to make it. He was not
trying
to
bougie for that cab anyway.
Right.
Anyway, looks like the apartments, not having an apartment is worse. We all voted unanimously with that. Listen, guys, I want to thank you for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. Thank all my guests for pulling up. We got Keenan Baker in the house, Young Joshy Guns, Pat pull up whenever he wants to. Hey, shout out to Kev and his unit and Meg on stage as well.
Hold on, I gotta say one thing. Somebody in the comments today, I think they thought we shot these the week of and not the week prior. And they said, oh man, I wanted Kev. And somebody said this was pre-unit. And I was like, that's the funniest comment ever. Y'all be funny. I laughed so hard at pre-unit. I thought that was great.
That was amazing. Continue to send your suggestions to my inbox on Instagram and Instagram only. And we will see you guys next week. Peace out, guys.
Woo. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.